8 o'clock. Before that, though, let's talk about something that has, I mean, I've just had an email drop literally in the last few seconds. This is about whether veterans who fought out in Malaysia should be able to wear their medal given to them by the Malaysian government. You've been calling, emailing and texting your support for campaigners wanting permission from the Queen to wear those medals officially. Now, last week we brought you the story of how it was agreed by the Queen that they could accept the medal, but the government committee then advised Her Majesty that veterans shouldn't be allowed to wear them on parade because they were awarded by a foreign country. To make it worse, other foreign medals can be worn. In fact, I've seen a whole list. It doesn't seem to make any sense. Our reporter Jo Palmer is very much on the case of this, and she's been out on the streets of the South to see what you think about this.
Take the medal. Go and take it. It's yours.
Right.
But you can't actually wear it.
I think it was disgusting. If you seem fit to be awarded it, then why can't you wear it? It's not something you hide away, surely.
I wouldn't want it. All the hard work what I've done, to be given a medal and I can't show it off, I couldn't be proud of it if I wasn't allowed to wear it.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
So I'm giving you that medal, there you go. But then I say to you, you can't wear that medal.
I'm a bit stunned. Why can't I wear the medal? I'm proud of it and I've earned the rights to wear it. Why can't I wear it?
I think it would be wrong, really. Because if you have it, it's yours to do with as you wish.
The government's not entirely clear why you're not allowed to wear it, but they've said you're allowed to accept it, but you can't wear it. What do you think about that?
I think that's stupid. Because the fact that someone's gone to war so I can actually walk through this mill today and isn't allowed to show that off is a disgrace.
I think the Queen should definitely give her permission. She is lady above all, and it rests with her to give her say-so, and God bless her. I think she should definitely do this. The boys have earned it.
Well, that's what you've been saying out on the streets. Jo Palmer, our reporter, has been following the story. And, Jo, I'm just looking at an email here from Gerald. This is the most recent one that's come in. It's so hard to actually pick which one to read out on the air, but this seems to sum it up. He says, hi, Julian, I support the wearing of the PJ medal. The issue goes beyond a medal on the chest of a veteran. It represents the service rendered by that veteran to a friendly Commonwealth nation in its time of need. I wore my medal at the Whitehall Cenotaph last year, aware that by doing so, I was allegedly being discourteous to Her Majesty, but the way in which we've been treated calls into question my lifelong allegiance to the monarchy. Loyalty, like respect, is an earned commodity and not to be expected by right of birth or of office. Strong stuff, Jo.
Very strong stuff indeed, Julian. And just to clarify this discourtesy bit, because this is really what the whole issue's about. They've been told they can accept the medal, but they've been told they shouldn't wear it. And so everyone's going, well, if they're civilians, can't they just wear it anyway? But look, let me take you back to January 2006. All the armed forces are given a defence and instruction notice. It's basically a little of how to behave in certain circumstances, parade ceremonies, things like that. And in January 2006, the MOD wrote, civilians to wear unauthorised medals will be grave discourtesy to the Queen. So this is what about. They need her blessing. They don't want to wear it without it, Julian.
Yeah, so just saying, oh, well, we'll turn a blind eye, that's not the point.
No.
And people are missing the point if they think that, yeah?
It's totally missing the point, because these are men who all their lives have obeyed orders, and quite rightly so.
Yeah.
And so now they don't want to be discourteous. But they're really caught between this HD committee. This is the Committee on Grants of Honours, Decorations and Medals. And they're caught between them, the Queen and the government. So on behalf of our listeners, because they're so behind us, Julian, I think we need to do a bit of lobbying. And I think the people we need to lobby, this HD committee, and we need to lobby Margaret Beckett, because she's the person who can sway the influence, and then they can go back to the Queen.
Now, Jo, I know you're really good at this, because look what you did with silent calls.
And well, look what we did.
Look what the listeners did with silent calls. And to be fair, they have eased off, because I am the expert on silent calls, because they all seem to, I think they know my number, and they're ringing me less, so it is working. Let's see if we can sort this one out. And this guy, Gerald Joe, I mean, this he really sums it up. He says, I was personally directly involved in three hazardous flights which picked up severely injured and sick villagers and airlifted them to hospital. I know of many similar cases involving my comrades in arms. For this reason, I see the PGM, in part at least, as an honour bestowed upon us by the government of those who were helped in this way. Mm. So, you know, that really sums it up. So, Joe, we want more emails, which is the message.
We want phone calls. We want to log all these, and then we're going to start lobbying. And, Julian, wouldn't it be great, on the 31st of August, it's the 50th anniversary of all the events that happened in Malaysia and Borneo. Wouldn't it be great if we got something done by then?
That'd be good, wouldn't it? So keep your emails coming. It's julianclegg@bbc.co.uk. That's julianclegg@bbc.co.uk. If you've never emailed before, maybe this is the thing you feel passionate about. You can write your comments to our address, Julian Clegg, BBC Radio Solent, Broadcasting House, Southampton, SO14 7PW, or you could call me now on 0845 30 3961 and put your name on the list. And Joe, it sounds like you're making a trip to London.
Oh, I can't wait. I'll get some of those veterans up there with me. It'll be great fun.
I thought you might. Thank you very much indeed, Joe. Joe Palmer, talking about the medal, but also about the snow.